The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation now has a chance to reach more teen mothers in Clarendon, having recently opened the doors to a new location for its Demby Center. The facility is located on the grounds of the Maypen Hospital and caters not only to adolescents, but also to their newborns. But what kind of impact has the Demby Center had since it first opened its doors? 19-year-old Withy Smith got pregnant when she was 14 years old and in grade 9. She says the center gave her a second chance and reintegrated her into the school system.
Soon after I had my son, I was advised by a social worker at the hospital about the Wonderful Woman Center. I was pretty interested about what they do for teenage mothers. So I started to go to the Woman Center, which I had a great time while I was there until I did my GNAT and was placed at the Demby High School.
Withy worked her way up to the top of the class and maintained her grades up to fifth form, where she received several accolades for excellent deportment and academic performance. Then, it was time for her to sit her CSEC exams.
Because my mother never knew where to come up with almost 30,000, so I started to ask some of my teachers if they could contribute. I said yes.
But the contribution was still not enough. One day, Withy got a call from the Women's Center.
Then come call from the Women's Center, where I got some cash as grants to help with the CXC payments.
The center also got help from the Rotary Club to pay with his fees. She graduated Demby High with 8 subjects and is currently enrolled in the Portmore Community College. Some of the students at the center have histories of abuse and neglect. The Women's Center helps them move past the hurt towards a second or even a third chance. One student got pregnant after being raped. She says the counsel and the support she has been receiving from the foundation has helped her tremendously.
The Women's Center has helped to change my life a lot. It has encouraged me to uplift myself and don't look back at my past, although what had happened is extremely past, so I should move on and hold my head up high.
And the invaluable work of the center will continue with a little help. Executive Director Dr. Zoe Simpson says there are still plans to build a new facility in Santa Cruz, but the funds are just not enough at this time. She is calling on Corporate Jamaica to partner with the foundation to build the new St. Elizabeth facility. The current Santa Cruz outreach is housed inside the Sharon Baptist Church Hall. Dr. Simpson says they have already identified the space. All they need now are the resources.
The health center in Santa Cruz, they've given us space like this, and what we're now looking for are some partners to give us the $5 million to put up a structure so that the girls can take their babies, so that we can have a stove and a fridge and so on and give them a hot meal instead of buying.
She adds that the facility is needed as young mothers in St. Elizabeth are forced to travel great distances to access the nearest training facility.
We have a facility in Junction, but it's too far for the girls and it's too expensive for them to go there. We can reach a wider radius of girls in Santa Cruz. It's more central. We must do that building in Santa Cruz before long.
Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, Dr. Zoe Simpson. The Women's Center of Jamaica started as a program in 1978 in response to the high levels of teenage pregnancy at the time. In 1991, the project gained foundation status and was renamed the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation and has been placed under the responsibility of the Office of the Prime Minister. The program started with one center at 42 Trafalgar Road and has since expanded to over 7 main centers and 8 outreach stations island-wide, with still more to come. If you would like to partner with the WCJF, you may call 929-7608 or 929-0977. The foundation has since evolved from being just a response to a national problem to becoming a haven for the abused, underserved, and vulnerable women in society, nurturing them back to productive lives and towards their better selves.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.